RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to four times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time, and it's 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you need do is just push pound 1210 and we'll get you on board. So I'm told that it's well underway. We had George Paquetto on the other day. The good news, Columbus Day is saved. We're going to be talking more about that. Big turnout needed to show them on that day. But in addition to that, today it comes more details that the Rizzo statue will be back in the hands of the Friends of Frank Rizzo, the various groups that are maneuvering this. Wednesday, the Art Commission is involved. They have a big vote on it. And as I'm told, they will vote to turn it over and they'll get it sometime after Labor Day. And the city, according to one report, will pay for the repairs. The damages were extensive. I think it was $80,000 plus. And then at that point, I guess after Labor Day, George will reveal where it's going to be placed. Here on this show, he said it'd be a surprise. So we're hoping Columbus Day, we see the Rizzo statue. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if it's Marconi. That wouldn't be a surprise. So I'm trying to think of where would they put that. It's got to be a place where you can guard it, given what goes on in Philadelphia.
You're going to have a hell of a story on that one.
Absolutely. Still to this day. And that's got to be 50 years old or more. I mean, you imagine Frank Rizzo doing talk radio. He did it on this very station.
Let me tell you something.
And it was called Frank Talk, Afternoon Drive with Frank Rizzo. And he signed
he did
off.
Afternoon Drive?
Yeah, he did Afternoon Drive. Wow. You got to imagine.
Like a daily show?
Yes.
While
a daily
he was
show.
Mayor?
Yeah.
You turn that off.
You got to understand,
that's
people
impressive.
Would call in as if he were mayor and he was going to fix the pothole or do whatever. And yeah, I don't think he talked national politics or anything, Dan. It was a lot of.
He wasn't doing a standard.
I'm telling you, get away from me.
Yeah, no, this was.
Was it like Rush Limbaugh locally?
No. He didn't have that kind of. He just had the persona. I mean, I did events where I saw Rizzo get out of the car. It was only like a half a block walk, and it took a half hour.
People
came out of the woodwork. When he went to Absecon, New Jersey, there was a former cop there who knew that Ron Castile, there was a gun issue. Did he or did he not? He was running against Rizzo for mayor, wave a gun around or something like that. I'll say it that way. They heard that Rizzo was in town. 300 people show up in Absecon with baked goods and everything else. And they say in the book, the cop wasn't going to sign off on this. And then he went upstairs with Rizzo to debate, and he came down 5 minutes later and signed.
I know a lush when I see one, and you're a lush.
That's the line. That's the best one out of there. Yeah, that's my favorite. Yeah. All right. So that's all happening around Rizzo. Now, a couple of sports stories. We had the first female umpire yesterday. And look, I think females certainly, I don't understand the big deal with this, why it took so long. I think baseball, arguably, is the one where a female breaking in, I don't know if the NFL is the hardest. I think basketball, because it's more fluid, breaking in is easy, relatively easy. But she missed the first pitch, looked to be a ball. It was a breaking pitch, and it broke pretty sharply, but I think clearly it was a ball. And all Twitter could do is bring that up as she's a DEI. We'll have to see. We'll have to see if she umpires here, how Philadelphia will retreat her.
You knew that was going to be a strike all the way through.
Yes.
Your first pitch in the big leagues, you're giving a big, strike one there, no matter what where it is.
I know. It would be better. She's got to realize the pressure is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, it was clearly 6 inches to 8 inches to 9 inches. She not handle the speed of it and how much it broke. I don't know.
She was ended up calling a pretty good game. She was 93% accurate in all her calls.
And how is that versus the
ball accuracy in the MLB is about 97%. She called it a 95%. Strike accuracy is 88%. She called it at 87.
Angelica Hernandez?
That's not too far off. I mean, it didn't seem to be outrageous.
No.
Hey, this just in, Matt Rooney will be attending Mulligan's. I think it's his first Mulligan. So, yes, they're coming. We're going to need giant panels there. Johnny's going to have to move the bar a little bit.
It's 2025, Dom, with these gender roles and, female umpires. You have a producer who's got a vacuum in his hand. It's about to vacuum a wall.
Why is that?
And a ceiling.
And a ceiling. Have you ever had a producer vacuum a wall and ceiling on air before?
No, why are you doing that, though?
It's very dusty.
Dirty? Yeah, okay, dusty. Okay, yeah.
Come look.
Yeah.
No, I thought you had Presley here, so I thought you might add like 5 minutes of...
Yeah. Oh, no. 2:30. Scott's moved to 2:30. Okay, all right.
Do it on camera.
Yeah, when he's there. The other is frightening hit. I'm not sure what happened with the guy. I just saw it, though. And I condone this. In the regular season, I don't think they could have done it or would have done it. But the players on the Lions and the Falcons stood for 14 minutes. They ran down the last 14 minutes after the head injury that took 20 minutes before they were able to take the guy off the field. They felt safe enough to do that. They stood there in prayer together during those 14 minutes. And again, very appropriate. In a preseason game, without a doubt. I mean, it was a shocking, and you can imagine being down on the field, it's got to come back to you. Wow, this isn't just you're going to get a broken leg or something. This is the type of thing, I think the size we know of players, but it's the speed. Nobody could have anticipated how much faster these guys are moving. It's just frightening. Okay.
You don't think Tommy McDonald can keep up with them?
Well, I'm talking about the bigger guys, too.
Yeah.
You know, like particularly linebackers,
like
people
Warren
like that.
Sapp wasn't running the 4.5, was he?
Yeah, but even more like all-time linebackers. Dick Butkus was an all-time great, but I don't think he's running like the guy the Eagles got in the first round. I mean, God.
Yeah, I'd like to see him versus Jihad Campbell.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's just, it's frightening when you see a play like, because it could happen on any play. It's just a routine play.
But Wilt Chamberlain, you put him in today's game, he's still
scoring. Yes. check out the other things that he did. He set a world record in the high jump. He bowled 210 without using holes. Yeah. So, yeah.
He'd be an average player in 2000.
Oh, sure, Wilt. See, that's where it goes too far. I'm willing to concede some of these others.
Elite athlete. He'd have to get acclimated to the game.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, he still would do. He's Wilt.
You can't just face up and hold it over the guy defending you like.
Yeah,
did.
And I'm sure he wouldn't have had 20,000
third grader.
And he wouldn't have had 20,000 women come by either. I'm sure he's going to
not in 2025. That's
yes.
Sure.
I wish.
Oh, I don't know.
Henry, I wish Dan were producing a WWDB. We go back in a time machine. I'm in the other studio. thinking, is this host going to make it? It was Paul W. Smith, who's a friend.
Is he having a heart attack?
No, he was sick.
Oh.
And it was Wilt and Oliver North coming in. And they had me stay in there in case he got too sick to do it. Not that I was wishing for anything. Oliver North was the hottest guy on the planet because it was the height of Iran-Contra. He walks in, everybody's gaga. He's walking out down the hallway, and Wilt's coming in the hallway. And Oliver North was like, get this guy out of here. That's how intense it
was. So did you get to interview him? Or
no.
Oh.
I didn't get a chance.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. With Wilt, I would have had trouble.
Your poison didn't work? You got to have a stronger dose next time, Dom.
No. I was not wishing it, even under that. But I got to say, for Wilt, it was pretty tempting. All right. Presler here, as usual. He's held up. Probably the White House calling him. He will be here at 2:30. He's got a lot to report. It's a big day. So far, we've seen now the media running with this. I don't think Trump's going to do this, nor would I say he should do it. Talking about sending the National Guard out to other blue cities. Let's worry about Washington first. The legal grounds are all solid there. Let's clean up the Capitol, make it beautiful, all those things that he said. Then you can worry about these other blue cities. I'm just not a fan of the National Guard. You're putting them at risk. They're not a policing force. They're more of a military force. Calling them out in Chicago, you know, that's dangerous stuff. When they came here in Philadelphia, they come in a backup role. The cops are the ones that still have to police. And making the D.C. police under the federal government's a good move. President Trump today, though, said he can't believe there's 3,500 of them. I don't think that's that big of a police force, even though Washington is not huge in size. That doesn't strike me as necessarily that big. All right, David in Lexington, South Carolina. David, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, how you doing?
Good.
You know, on this Trump thing, one thing I really love about this is I can already see it. Some blue mayor, some blue governor saying, no, you don't have any authority down here. You know, you stay home. So at that point, Donald Trump can say, see, guys, he doesn't care about the crime there. I'm trying to help, and your mayor, your governor doesn't want it, so it's on him now. So I kind of love that. I don't think that was Donald Trump's, you know, plan, but I think that's a happy peripheral reaction to that, is to put it back on them, say, well, it's your fault now. You got all this crime and everything.
Right.
And I tried to help.
Right.
You know.
Well, and Washington, the mayor is not vociferously opposing it or anything. They seem to get it, that this is a help, that it is out of control. And mainly, the thing that I always, when I check Washington, David, it's youth crime. It's roving gangs of kids carjacking,
right.
14 and 15 years old. They're incredibly weak with juvenile justice, just like we are in Philadelphia. Larry Krasner just doesn't believe, if you're a juvenile, that much can be expected of you. Even those kids that murdered the kid up in Mayfair, just taking water out of the family car. They're still sitting there. There's nothing's going to happen.
Right.
Or how about the guy that killed Officer Fitzgerald? Relatively young.
Right.
It was like a video game to him. So what? He deserves the death penalty. Washington, D.C. is awash in kids that are out of control.
Yep.
What do you have on the side,
so
David?
I've got my perfect day, my 10.0 day, is a perfect Thanksgiving day where you got the great meal, you got football, you got a good nap, you got family around you, hopefully good weather. You know, down here we don't get really the cool fall weather that you guys get, but, you know, it's still a good day. So I think that's just a perfect day just to sit back and be a sloth, eat all the food. And if you want to debate, how about the turkey versus ham debate? I'm a turkey guy.
Oh, okay. I'll consider. Yeah, I'm a turkey guy, too.
Are you a turkey
ham.
Guy?
Yeah. Of course.
Really?
Yeah, I'll eat a little bit of turkey,
okay.
Sure. I won't eat any ham. I mean, that's unclean.
It's unclean.
Thank you, David.
I didn't know you were kosher. I
had to throw that in. No,
the only kosher Italian I've ever made in my life.
By the way, Johnny, if you're listening, two menu items I'd like to see there. I'm looking... Mike Testa, new addition is going to be there. Quite a character, state senator, right? 12:30 is coming?
I believe so.
Yeah. Here's the headline. New Jersey senator wants to rename Delaware Bay Trump style and take land from Delaware. That's what Delaware Online said.
What are we renaming it to?
Bay of New Jersey.
Bay of New Jersey.
The Bay of New Jersey.
I like that.
We'll see if other items come up.
The Bay of Jersey?
If you remember when he was on, he says this, that's the one they want. If you remember when he was on, Mike kept on rhapsodizing about oysters. And I saw someone said, when you eat oysters, it's like eating the ocean. It didn't make it any more appetizing to me, but I am going to eat an oyster.
You don't like oysters? You've never had an oyster?
I don't think I've had an oyster.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, man.
No, doesn't look appetizing, but John will have them.
Maybe we'll start you off in some oysters rock.
Well, no, I want to start off with a baked potato, nothing on it. That's what I'm going to have right there.
Cold water North Atlantic oysters are known as the best in the world.
Are they?
Yeah.
All right. So
and the cleanest, too, because if you go down to the warmer waters, you get a lot of bacteria and such that can fester in there.
All right. So Mike Testa, be ready. He kept on talking about the Bayshore communities and oysters, and there's a big oyster scientific lab or something, he said. So he'll be a nice addition. Just a little of the stuff backstory there for Mulligans. Remember, this Friday around noon, and we'll be there until a little bit after 3. Right now, though, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
That is right. We're going to try to get you some of that today. You'll win a 4-pack of tickets to see the Reading Phillies versus the Akron Rubber Ducks. There's an interesting minor league name. That's what the name is.
That's really their...
That was my reaction when I saw that today.
No
Look,
way.
These minor league things draw people.
The Rubber Ducks?
The Rubber Ducks at First...
I love it, but I hate it at the same time.
At First Energy Stadium in Reading, Pennsylvania, this Sunday, August 17th. For tickets, visit readingphillies.com.
Oh, you know their logo has like a little tire mark on it.
They should have gone with the tires.
The tire from
That makes sense. Yeah. All right.
That's pretty cool. I like it.
All right, that's
good. The Rubber Ducks. There you go. Yeah.
Go look up the Trash Pandas next.
Yes.
Anyway, Dom, today we're asking for that perfect 10, something that is perfect. I'd consider the song I'm about to play to be a perfect song. However, it is definitely sung by an imperfect human being, as we all are. This person, though, is in the top 10 all time of highest female selling artists. I won't say where she is on that top 10 list. And I also will say that this name of this person covering the song today, it's an Italian name.
Okay.
So I just want to leave it at that. So,
all right.
I'm going to play this song, the song I consider perfect. I think Dan disagrees. It'd be American Pie by Don McLean.
No, it's not a perfect song.
Oh, why not?
Way too long, repetitive. It's
A classic.
You hear the chorus 18
it
times.
It is a classic.
Do you really need to hear it that many? Yeah.
You got to remember the day the music died. That needs to be in your head.
I
interviewed Don McLean. He wasn't there in person at Mulligan's.
Sweet.
Yes.
What a tie in there. Yes. I'm going to play Don McLean's perfect song, American Pie. However, this is an imperfect version. Want to know someone singing this imperfect version?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Like a bubblegum pop early 2000s.
What the hell? Oh, I don't care if she is Italian.
Now do you believe in rock and roll? And can music save your mortal soul?
Oh, God. Come up on that mortal soul. Come on.
So
you got to come up.
Does it get any better? Wait, I just get one.
Yeah, we'll keep it going.
Oh, she's not even going that high there.
Is there any passion? What the heck is this woman singing about? Down by the levee. Come on.
Yeah, this was actually recorded for a movie she starred in, believe it or not. Movie I've never heard of.
Don McLean should have stopped
this. Don McLean should have stopped it right here. But I will say, I'm not sure that this person is Italian, the stage name.
Okay. Italian. And the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. There has to be the ghost.
You advise her, Dom.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, who's this cover artist?
All right, oh my God. Put us out of our misery. Get in now. Get the belt for today. Oh, 855-839-1210.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to four times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, one of the all-time. And Taylor Swift doing Eminem was much better than this. This is the abomination. It gets my vote for the worst.
Yeah, this is terrible.
Ever.
This is
some
bad.
Bubblegum pop star defying American Pie. Here's the cut.
Ashley Montage.
Oh my God.
Oh. Hear that harmonization?
Where was Don McLean's mind signing off on this?
Well, once you hear who's singing it, you might be like, oh, they would do a good job, right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you might
Well,
think.
Maybe they give you a spec spot, then you do it. All right, let's go to...
spec spot in music.
Let's go to it. Donna. You know, it's a business terminology. Donna, who is singing that?
Hi, Dom. It sounds like Madonna.
Man, I would never get Madonna out of that. Thank you, Donna. She vies for the biggest disgrace to Italians... versus Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
Or Eve, if she happened to be Italian. I don't know.
Yeah, the half Italian, half French Canadian there. This must be the French Canadian half here singing.
Wow, that's bad for Madonna. I'm really surprised.
Yeah.
How old was she when she did that?
So this is from the major motion picture, The Next Best Thing. Never heard of it.
Sounds terrible.
Released in 2000.
Okay.
Yeah, no other reasonable. I have to watch this movie to figure out why you would even need this song.
She would have been 42. 42.
Yeah, she wasn't a kid there. I mean, it's, you know.
Just 42, just a kid.
No, well, I said she wasn't just a kid.
Yeah, I said, yeah. All right. Yeah, exactly. Wow. Okay.
Madonna Louise Veronica Ciccone.
Yep.
Yeah, I always thought she was Italian, but now it's.
She is.
Half. Yeah.
French-Canadian, too.
French-Canadian,
the name is
yeah.
Madonna is Italian for my lady. So,
is that her actual name, Madonna? I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
That's not her actual name. That's her
made-up name,
No,
her actual first name is Madonna.
Was Madonna?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, sense of humor.
It's
okay.
Like you're just going as Dom.
Right.
Why not? Just.
By the way, a guy who's coming to Mulligan's, I won't say his name there. I'm waiting to the day just to have a little fun. I'm really thrilled that he's coming, and he was thrilled. He goes, I'll be there, Don. What the heck?
How are
what
you such
is
a,
it?
A big fan that you're willing to travel to Mulligan's and you don't know the guy's name?
They do. They just can't stop saying Don.
Is that what it is? It's
yes.
A slip?
It's a slip.
Yeah.
It's a tick. It's just out there. Why?
Because the president's name is Don.
Well, I've always thought it's easier to
They've
say.
They've officially won, Dom.
Because there's not a lot
the
of Dons.
The Dons have officially won the war.
We did, I think as a side question, we were thinking once, all-time Donalds or Dons. There's not a million of them out there.
No, Donald like Duck.
Yeah.
Ronald McDonald.
So, what is it? All right, that's the question.
That's all I can think of.
The
Donald Sutherland.
Yeah. There's Don Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean...
Don Quixote?
Yeah. You're going to reach. You're going to have to really think versus a Joe. Just like Dan. We were going to do Dan. There's not necessarily a million of them.
No, there's more Dans than Doms.
Yes, I know. Okay. I was going to go to Dom next. We haven't done that because there's not as many. Yes. All right. So the thing that's heating up, and out of the blue, Ken Lawrence, the head of SEPTA, asked to come on. We'd like to get him back a while ago. This week, Armageddon with SEPTA. So the Inquirer prints an article from somebody involved in this saying it's not just a transportation problem. It is a constitutional problem. In other words, people on the left now are saying, if we don't continue to fund SEPTA and let them do anything they want without more oversight to stop the craziness, then we're violating Article 1, Section 27 of the Pennsylvania Constitution. That guarantees the people have a right to clean air, pure water, and to the preservation of the natural, scenic, historic, and aesthetic values of the environment. What does the Pennsylvania Constitution say about protecting life? What does it say? Could I weasel that in about a governor who's suing to perform ghastly surgery on minors that they'll regret a few years later? But this is the argument now. If we don't have SEPTA, there's going to be a lot more pollution in Philadelphia. So without that, we're violative of the Constitution. You're going to hear everything in the world. Look, Joe Picozzi, the new guy that's only 30, I think, from Northeast Philadelphia, he's on this. And he's saying, all right, we're going to have to pay up with SEPTA. But they have to have more oversight. They can't just continue to do all kinds of nonsense. It's really that simple. That's one of the things holding this up. For them to get all this done. And Martina White today, when she was on talking about Judge Dugan, made the point, yeah, SEPTA funding, all these kids need SEPTA buses to get to school. But when they get there, what about the quality of the schools? You know, we're so worried all the time about SEPTA, constantly. I just think, now when Lawrence was on, to his credit, he said several things that were good. They do seem to be cracking down on fare evaders. We do have that prosecutor. I don't know if he's prosecuting anyone yet that moves in when Krasner will not prosecute effectively. But by and large, there's not too much good to say about it. I hope he'll come on this week, though, because this is going to blow up into a huge thing. And the bottom line is that... there's resistance from the rest of the state to continue to fund this stuff. I wanted to play one more cut so I don't forget. Here's the best of Bernie. Bernie Sanders yesterday. This is cut 13, Henry. He's on with a gushing Dana Bash, who said, are you up for another run in 2028? Another run for president in Bernie Sanders. You're so vigorous. Oh, my God. Here's what he said about Trump and J.D. Vance, how they don't connect with working people.
A couple of political questions. President Trump suggested this week that the vice president, J.D. Vance, is probably the favorite to take over the so-called MAGA movement. You know, he's from this kind of area. I mean, he's from Appalachia. He probably has appeal in red states and working class areas. Do you think him being an heir to the MAGA movement is something that should be concerning to Democrats trying to defeat MAGA?
Not my thing at all. I really don't know. I don't particularly care. I think he has nothing really, neither Trump nor he nor the Republicans of today have anything of significance to say to working class people. What they're trying to do is to divide us up. Oh, you're a Muslim, you're undocumented, you're black, you're gay. Let's divide everybody up so the rich can become richer. Our job is to bring people together. Doesn't matter to me. You know, who heads the Republican Party.
All right, there we go again. Deep down, does he believe that they're not reaching so-called working class? Obviously, they are. Obviously, Trump is. I don't know about J.D. Vance, how that plays out with him. His story, certainly, Bernie, is a story that is real, even though you try to disparage it. And are you working class, given the three homes and everything else? All right, the great Scott Presler, back from a big event in Seaside Heights that really showed turnout and showed the Chitterelli campaign is on the move in so-called blue jersey. He's got an update on the Pennsylvania stats, and then we'll have the lightning round to get a winner, a perfect 10. 855-839-1210.
Ring Central's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to four times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John, comfort perfected.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I don't think you should be playing that for Scott Presler. Where's his, who was it, the female? It's current.
You want Madonna?
No, it wasn't Madonna. Dan knows who it was. I'll ask him. Scott Presler with us. Scott, who's that female singer you like? We got to play that when you come on.
Yeah, well, Demi Lovato.
That's it.
Or
that's
you right. Could Betty Davis Eyes. You know, that's trending now. That's a good one, too.
All right. Well, Scott, boy, what a blowout event in blue jersey, not where Scott Presler is, in Seaside Heights on Saturday.
Oh, it was incredible. You know, I want to give a shout-out to my team, Michael Casey, Susan Esposito. It was the brainchild of Susan. After the June 10th primary, where Jack Chattarelli won 21 out of 21 counties, and I want to thank everybody that ran, Mario Kranjic, Senator Bramnick, Ed the Trucker Durr, Bill Spadia, Justin Barbara. I want to thank everyone that threw their hat in the ring. But the election was ultimately decisive. And so Susan was like, we have to bring the gang together. We have to have unity. And I said, we got to wait, though. People need their time. Mm-hmm. They need their time after the June 10th primary to be in their feelings, to be able to process what happened. Everyone just worked tirelessly for that day. Give them a moment. And so this weekend, on August 9th, we were in Ocean and Seaside Heights at the Beachcomber Bar and Grill. Thank you to the owner for having us there. And it was a 20 out of 10 event. 500 people. Jack Chattarelli was there early, shaking every single hand. He was so early, we had him speak first, and I was supposed to even introduce him, but no, mm-hmm. Jack is there on time. And it was packed to the brim. They even sent a Democrat Mikey Sherrill tracker. They're so worried about us flipping New Jersey from blue to red. They sent a tracker. But we don't even have any secret sauce other than talking about lowering property taxes, no offshore wind, medical freedom, school choice, making life affordable for Jersey families. That's not secret sauce. That's just the plan that Jack has to put into action. And so the Democrats are pretty irate that we are making big progress in the Garden State.
Absolutely, Scott. Well, you know, Wildwood's a great spot. President Trump did pretty well there.
He came within 5 percentage points.
No, so I meant a rally. That's where we should go next.
Wildwood.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, President Trump, if you're listening right now to 1210 Dom Giordano Talk Radio, please come do a rally. Let's blow this thing peacefully out of the water, and we will pack so many people down at the Jersey Shore to see you and to see Jack. I hope President Trump comes back.
Well, I think it was Presler. I think it was your folks, too. Jack is the guy running, but I think you pulled it off. Now, Scott, while all that was going on, Pennsylvania is surging forward. What are the numbers this week?
Well, what I love is while we were registering voters literally on the boardwalk, we even were getting new Pennsylvania voters. And so I really think the Republican Party, we have to work harder, not smarter. And that means really having a 24/7, 365 operation that from now in perpetuity, we have to be at the shore. You're getting New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey. And I'm very proud to let your audience know that we are at the lowest Democrat advantage in modern history in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And we are down to 52,939 active voters from flipping the state to a plurality of registered Republicans. And just a week ago, that number was 59,000. And a week before that, it was in the 60s. A week before that, it was in the 70s. Pennsylvania is quickly surging to the right. And so there are 1.1 million unaffiliated voters in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. If you want to scare peacefully the pants off of Governor Shapiro and let him know that, yes, we want school choice in Pennsylvania. We don't want his budget bill that's going to raise taxes on working class Pennsylvanian families, then register as a Republican. And the more that this Commonwealth goes to the right, you're going to see its leaders like Fetterman have to listen to their conservative constituents. And so I court you, go to vote.pa.gov, vote.pa.gov, and register as a Republican right after you're done listening to Dom Giordano.
And Scott, we had someone on today. It was fairly close to Stacey Garrity. I think what you're doing, what's happening here with these numbers, they're pushing her toward the decision to run against Shapiro. She'll be a heck of a candidate. But if the numbers were staggering, maybe she wouldn't run this time. Each week as we see this, it propels that forward.
It gave us people hope.
Yeah.
You know, people want to be able to defeat him. And what I hear is, who's the candidate going to be? Do we have a winning candidate? I think Stacey is a strong candidate.
Yep.
She's the top vote getter in the entire Commonwealth. She's a winner. She's won 2 statewide elections. So if she chooses to run, I think Shapiro definitely is going to have a difficult time keeping the governor's mansion in 2026. But you want to make it even easier for us to win? I ask for your vote. I'm telling you right now, if we defeat by saying no to retention, Democrat Justices Donahue, Daugherty, and Wecht, by voting no to retention this November, it will be the proverbial and peaceful shot heard around the entire country. There's only been one judge in history that has ever not been retained. One since 1968. You guys come out this November in huge, big, glorious numbers, voting no to retention, you will shock the entire nation. Money will flow into the state. Donors will flow into the state. You're going to see so much attention on the gubernatorial election. It will be very possible to defeat Governor Shapiro. So this November, you vote for our DAs. Oh, and by the way, You heard that Pat Dugan is running as a Republican in Philly now, right?
Yes, and immediately several people called in and said, can Presler help Pat Dugan?
Immediately, I'll tell you right here and right now, this is an exclusive breaking news on 1210. I fully support and endorse Judge Pat Dugan. Let's defeat Larry Krasner, and let's make Philly a thriving city once again, where people deserve to have safe streets, law and order, to have a safe place for their families and for their businesses. Let's show business owners, by having a new DA, Pat Dugan, that they are finally welcome to come back to Philadelphia. They don't have to flee to Chester and Delaware and Montgomery and Bucks County or go to a red county. But no, let's make Philly great again.
Absolutely. Any numbers from Chester County, Scott? How's that going?
You know, I don't have Chester on the top of my head, but okay. I do know Erie.
Again,
and I will tell you that Erie has once again trended to the right. And we are, I do believe, 5,900 and I think 47 voters from flipping Erie County from blue to red.
And that's the bellwether.
To anyone that knows Pennsylvania politics, Erie wins PA, PA wins the White House. So the fact that we're fewer than 6,000 from flipping it, it's a really big deal.
Well, Scott, I know how hard it is to turn out a crowd, and the crowd that turned out there in so-called blue jersey, it was remarkable. It tells me a lot about Chetarelli, the campaign, but your emphasis on that is a draw. And once they're there, they bond over how winnable this is. So thank you. Spectacular event.
No, well, thank you. And thank you to everyone that came. And again, please, to anyone listening that knows a single voter in New Jersey, I ask for your votes. I ask for your vote for Jack Chetarelli to become the next governor of the Garden State in New Jersey. Election day is Tuesday, November 4, 2025. Please, we have in-person voting. Vote early. Vote by mail. Whatever you do, you vote and you elect Jack Chetarelli. And let's make New Jersey the next swing state going into the 2028 presidential election.
And for all things, your organization and your efforts, Scott, where do people go?
I need your financial support. If you want me to be able to do this work, please contribute today. Earlyvoteaction.com. Early like you're early to something. Vote like you're voting. Action. Earlyvoteaction.com. And every penny will be going to hiring more staff in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and in the Garden State for this November.
Thank you, Scott, as always.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, Scott Presler here on Talk Radio 1210. It is the lightning round next. I see some great ones on Twitter. Hit us with that all-time perfect 10, something that is perfect 10, because we're headed to Mulligan's, I believe, for the 10th time. What the heck? I'm not sure if it's 9 or 11, but it just coalesced in my mind. 10's a better number. It's Mulligan's X. And then right over the bridge, if you go that way, the bridge pretty close to Hildreth, to the Zioli 4 hours at the Grand Hotel. Now, that is a Friday. It's all this Friday unfolding. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's right, a perfect 10 since we're headed to Mulligan's this Friday. Dom Giordano Show, then Rich. The parody account, I guess I'll call it that, of Joe of Exton says a perfect 10 for always showing up with a suit and tie. Since we learned in a previous life, that was Joe's job, calling parolees to meet with the parole officer. In a million years, I wouldn't guess that was a thing. All right, let's go to the Earl of Tacconi on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, what do you have today?
Hey, Dom. Earlier you were talking about Pritzker, about all the liberal programs he supports. And I remember Rush always saying they use that as a shield because they're afraid that when the Eat the Rich mob starts walking down the street with the pitchforks and the flaming torches, not everybody can stand out on their front porch like the McCloskeys did in St. Louis when BLM walked into their
By the way, that couple, and look, I had them on. We had on their guy. I supported their right to do that. But, you know, the way they were dressed sitting out there on that with the mob coming, we had a little fun. The other day, they just got back their weapons from that. It was like last week. Yeah.
Well, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
But like I was saying, they do it to protect themselves because they know, you know, one day the mob's going to come going for them. They're going to say, hey, I'm on your side. Sure, I'm a billionaire and you hate me, but, you know, I'm with you. So,
He's giving them hotel space for all the renegade Democrats from Texas. Yeah.
Despite what the Beatles say, you can buy them love.
Yeah, but, exactly.
My answer is going to be Windows XP. I must spend 8 hours a week updating the current version of Windows. Windows XP, you didn't have to update it. It ran all the old programs that you used to have with 3.1. It ran all the new programs that came out. You know, you could do anything with it. And then they went and they got rid of it and they gave us this new stuff. Windows XP was a perfect 10.
All right. I will have to defer to technologically advanced people on that. But Joe of Exton is here. All right, Joe, how you doing today?
Yes, hello, Dom. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
My perfect 10 is the point at which the Russian Orthodox Church convinces Putin to stop the carnage and to refrain from launching a nuclear attack on the U.S.
All right, that would be a perfect 10. The Russian Orthodox Church. I know he vaguely, you know, trots those guys out, but when push comes to shove with Putin. Now that's.
Joe is a time traveler.
So. Yeah, that's where you want to be a fly on the wall, though. The Trump Putin thing. Does he call him Vlad? How does that work with the guy? How does he try to intend? Trump said today he'll know within 2 minutes whether he wants a deal or not. Media, of course, falls in. Well, how will you know that? I'm a negotiator. All right. This is an interesting meeting here. And I think it's indicative that Putin is a bit worried about sanctions and his house of cards, his economy. Not that he's going to beg on this, but there is a deal to be had. All right. Michael in Philly, Talk Radio 1210. Michael, what's yours?
Hey, Don, my perfect 10 is that you have to go 10 perfect frames in order to bowl a perfect game in bowling.
Yeah, perfect game in bowling is a very good one. I'm trying to think if there's anything in golf. The version would be, well, a 59 or probably a hole-in-one, which is random. In bowling, it's not. All right, let's go to Don in Franconia. Don, what's yours today?
Yes, Don, thanks for taking my call. I'm going to go back to the perfect 10 when I saw Bo Derek many years ago walking down the beach way before I ever needed any colored pills to take.
Yes, there was a little bit of cultural appropriation, maybe a lot, with Bo Derek's hair, as I remember that. All right. Who's looking at her hair? I know.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did just look up this movie. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of cultural appropriation. They didn't call it that back then, though. And Bo Derek is a big-time Republican. I'm not sure a MAGA or not, but she was a big-time Republican. All right. A lot of good ones today on Twitter, et cetera. I don't know that I heard the number one answer, obviously, so we may have to duke this out. Henry, what's your couple?
Yeah, so three answers I liked. I like David and Lexington's answer of that Thanksgiving afternoon.
Yes, it was a good one.
Very peaceful. And I like Don and Franconia's answer there of Derek and 10. But I thought the best answer of the day, may not have liked this call, but best answer of the day was Bill and Bucks with the answer of Rumors by Fleetwood Mac.
As a perfect 10 out of all these.
Yeah, I thought his call was good and the album.
Yeah, that's a kind of a random answer out of the universe.
Oh, I think it's a great.
Yeah?
I actually throw that as mine, my final.
Is that the number one out of all? Why is that?
A critically acclaimed album, generally known as the greatest album of all time, from front to back, Rumors. Every single song is known as one of the best in all different genres that they touch in the album. It's a...
All right, no runner-up you have. You're going with that one.
I mean, the Perfect Thanksgiving Afternoon is also a good one. Windows XP is generally known as the best operating system to ever exist.
Wow, this Rumors album is... All right, I'll defer on this one. So, Bill of Bucks, even though his commentary is not pragmatism, it's called losing. That's exactly what it is. Judge Dugan has a reasonable shot here. Couple of tells that you'll know what's happening here. One, do the people that voted for him in the Democrat primary, do they still come out and vote for him? If they do, that's substantial. Two, do the unions give him money, backing, and volunteers? Come on, guys. I know he's not a quasi, you know, Democrat fully here, but that's what he is. Do you want Krasner? Unions, step up. If they do, and they say it even, that's going to be powerful. If that happens, then it is game on big time. Martina White making a great point. Republicans in Northeast Philadelphia, do they see this as their last shot? Are they going to continue to moan when Krasner doesn't prosecute people who murder a 14-year-old getting water for the family? Are they continue to go with some of those phony Democrats there who tell them they don't like Krasner, but they have to support him? Here's your chance. You don't have to support. You have a viable candidate that is still basically has some moderate Democrat background. He's an Eagles fan, too, big time. Is Larry Krasner? Wouldn't you like to quiz Krasner on the Eagles offensive line? What do you think this year, Larry? As he puts the dorky Phillies hat on, as he heads to the stadium to say it's safe, with 500 guards around him and his entire DA's office going with him. Probably criminals riding with him, too, that he let out that day. Let's go see a game with Larry. All right. Just getting started. Don't forget Mulligans. This coming Friday, noon until 3. Then Rich over at the Grand Hotel in Cape May, just minutes away. It is just a fabulous day. And I'll reveal who called me Don, who's going to be there. I'll wait till the day of. Matt Rooney will be there, among others, though. And there will be oysters with Mike Testa. I don't know how many, but it's going to be exciting. All right. Follow me on Twitter until then. At Dom Show 1210. At Dom Show 1210. What a day when it comes to somebody that just doesn't suffer the status quo. Trump breaking through in Washington. The American military formulating plans to attack the cartels, fentanyl. That's the biggest thing of all. And Judge Dugan giving hope here in Philadelphia at another scourge, Larry Krasner, who hasn't spoken yet, but by tomorrow, he's going to claim, look at what Trump is doing in Washington. That's what Judge Dugan will do in Philadelphia. Well, that would be a good plan. All righty, everyone, have a great night. Come back tomorrow for 3 big hours. Great side question and everything else. Rich next. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.